Hello, and thank you for joining our course, Calm the Chaos. We are so glad to be able to serve you. My name is Mary Michael, and my goal is to help you live your best life with many innovative blueprints. Okay, so let's get into why we created these sessions called Calm the Chaos. We wanted to help you achieve more energy and productivity in 10 minutes a day without even leaving your home. So maybe you can answer this question. Do you feel like you're doing everything poorly lately, or on the brink of burnout and can't even focus clearly? We are now part of the 1.4 billion families staying safe in our own little homes, living our busy lives from homeschooling our kids while we run our day jobs to pay the bills. Yet, embarrassingly, we may have forgotten to take time out for ourselves with a little bit of self-care. We may have forgotten to take a deep breath. It is exhausting, the seemingly never-ending cycle of housebound living with tasks for our families and employers that may leave many of us spinning with worries. Webs of anxious thoughts about our finances, our personal health, and well-being of our families, and the pressures of homeschooling are now taking center stage in our minds. This is why we developed the Calm the Chaos digital audiovisual series. With the Calm the Chaos series, we support you with simple practice of just 10 minutes a day being in the present moment. We give you tools to transform your day, stimulating increased focus and greater positive energy with one breath at a time. We made this so simple you can access Calm the Chaos from your smartphone. Just put on the earplugs from any living space, any room in your house, and indulge in 10 minutes of self-care. Take 10 minutes to calm the chaos and power yourself up with energy and focus that you need for your day. You don't have to be a professional athlete or business leader to benefit from this course. We designed it for everyone who wants to create more focus and positivity in their lives. This course will guide you step by step through a simple daily presence practice that can become a transformative tool for you during a stressful period. Become a powerhouse warrior and rise above the pandemonium to become a magnet in attracting positive energy and all the benefits of positivity around you. Treat yourself to a 5-phase positivity and productivity boost to calm the chaos and increase your focus. Take 10 minutes to eliminate negative, exhausting thoughts and boost your energy. You can live your best life, even in your home. We got this together, so I'm bringing you this 5-part series with a team member of Mary Michael to lead us through session number 1, Introduction to Presence Practice. All right, Linda, take it away.
Hi, Mary. As you so correctly pointed out, we are in unprecedented times. And during a time like this, it's natural to experience catastrophic thinking. And generally, catastrophic thinking is really a thought process that takes us out of the present moment and really has us focused on thoughts of the past that may be about life as we knew it before the pandemic. And it can also be about fears that we have for the future. But all of this catastrophic thinking takes us out of being present and in our moment. Because for most of us, when we are experiencing presence and we're in the moment, we are free from some of the fears that encroach on us when we become absorbed with the past and present. So for today, as Mary said, we're going to share this exercise to help you with the coping process as we move through this experience that's unique for all of us and that we're uniquely sharing worldwide. So to begin, I will help to define what a presence practice is as we strive to calm the chaos in this moment. I'll share with you some of the key features and benefits of this practice and how it's relevant and may be useful for you now. And then, of course, we'll share other resources that will help you to continue to move through this challenging time effectively, and knowing that you have the support from many people around you, including Mary and her team. The presence practice generally is something that begins with a 10 to a 15 minute daily practice. So it's not overwhelming. And particularly as many of us are at home, we have the luxury to some extent to be able to select perhaps some window of time, maybe even as we're thinking about taking a lunch break, to give ourselves this 10 minutes of a gift of presence. And in these moments, in essence, you're just going to stop, breathe, and be in presence, bringing your awareness to what is around you now, who is around you now, what are you doing, and simply appreciating being in the moment. For today, we're going to share with you just some of the descriptors and information and basics around what being in presence is, and then we'll move into some of the actual practices with you. So, what is being in presence? Well, it's awareness of what is in the moment. As Eckhart Tolle often says, it's awareness of the isness of a moment. Becoming fully conscious in the present moment and appreciating your activity and those who are around you fully. It's letting go of thoughts and impulses that draw you away. Could be the ping of your phone. It could be an impulse to make a judgment about the moment. It could be an impulse to allow your thoughts to take you into a past or the future. For instance, an impulse to turn on that television and watch another news update on the pandemic. And the impulse to attach to a thought that just moves you out of presence. Being in presence is not passivity, though, and it's not relinquishing your intellect or your thinking mind, and it's not stopping the need to plan for your future and consider the future, and certainly not becoming a zombie. Being in presence is allowing you to optimally experience the moment. When you practice presence, you will bring your best self to the experience of your life. Being in presence will energize your mind and body and free your creative spirit. It enhances your engagement with others and the world around you, and it enlivens your being. Being in presence, though, takes practice. So this is useful practice during this time of chaos, but it's also something that you will want to reward yourself with. And it's not always easy, because during a period of high energy, such as what we're experiencing, high energy, not necessarily positive energy, can be sometimes challenging to take control of the force of your unconscious energy and impulses. But remember that presence practice relieves you from the dominance of negative thinking and negative thought patterns. Research has shown us that most undirected thinking and self-talk is negative, and most of us are not aware of our own self-talk as it occurs. We just become aware of the negative ways in which our self-talk manifests. For instance, we may become aware of a sense of fatigue or dissatisfaction with life, such as dissatisfaction with where we work, our social network, or general feelings of being in a rut. We may think that changing the environment and changing where we are in this moment will make us happier. But as Jon Kabat-Zinn, founder of mindfulness, tells us, wherever you go, there you are. Of course, decades of negative thinking contributes to the onset of illnesses, such as headaches, general body aches, upset stomach, as well as conditions such as heart disease, cancer, and more. while practicing presence releases your creative energy. When you are not consumed with thoughts about the past and the future, you become receptive to the full experience of the present moment, even in times like this. You will be able to absorb the moment in its fullness. In the present, you're able to appreciate what is truly happening, and you are wholly engaged in the moment. This supports improved relationships, better decision-making, and enhanced performance. Being in presence takes practice. So the key practice features are: observe, free yourself from judgment, release effort, allow what happens to be without attachment, and anchor yourself in the present using any or all of the five senses. And most often, as many of you are aware from other perhaps mindfulness practices you participated in, that most often these practices are anchored with using the breath. Supportive resources that will be available for you on our website include this session with the slide deck of Introduction to Presence Practice, session 2, which is Beginner Presence Practice, and then sessions 3, 4, 5, and more will be specifically focused on the theme of calming the chaos for our current environment in this pandemic. And we will focus on loss, those things that we miss and find ourselves longing for, the simple things of life before we experience this. The session 4 will focus on sleep, because so many of us are having challenges with the change in our days, the self-isolation, and the ability to sleep the way we used to. And session 5 will focus on energy, because as we all know, whenever we have times of high stress, it can challenge us from experiencing our usual high positive energy. So we will bring all of these resources to you and more and post them on our website.